Shot by Bowling Green miss. Rebound Bass, and here comes Paris. Paris going to stop. Look to drive. Step back. Good.
First points of the 2015-16 season for Horizon League Freshman of the Year, Paris Bass.
And, you know, Pat, the thing with Paris, I feel like he really could play point guard at the next level. What do you think?
Oh, I think definitely. He's got the skill to do it. You know, I still think there's a lot of things he needs to learn, but he does have a great basketball IQ and vision when he wants to.
And that's going to be the second foul on Bass.
Yeah, two quick ones for him. It's not what you want to see in your first game, especially when you're trying to get him going.
And the thing I noticed there, Pat, was it seemed like Jaleel almost had forced the turnover, and then he lost the rebound, and they ended up getting it. Now they're shooting free throws. Jaleel's 6'6" stature getting him there. I think maybe if he was 2 inches longer, he would have been able to keep the opposition away from the ball there. The first is good for Alseglier. Spent his first year at Liberty and then last year at Daytona State College. Done quite a bit of traveling as he makes them both, and the Titans are up 4-2. Here's Josh across the timestamp.
Running the slice screen for Bass with the screen at the elbow to get him open on the wing.
Josh has it from Chris. Josh stepping back inside to Chris. Chris with 11 on the clock gives back over to Josh with 9. Josh going to go back. 3. No good for Josh. Looked like rebound Titans, but here come the Bowling Green Falcons. Joseph going to go inside. No good. Rebound Anton.
Joseph trailing that play tried to switch hands in midair like Jordan. I think if he had just gone up with his left, he would have finished that layup.
Josh McFauley giving Joseph everything he could. As Bowling Green goes, takes a 3, and that is good.
If you're the Titans, that's what you can't have happen. They left the shooter wide open in the corner. Hogan had to come out and cover him. He was late, and that left him wide open for the 3.
And that was Zach Denny. He leads the team with 14.8 on the season. Josh now going over to Chris with 18 on the clock. Chris will give over to Paris. Paris going inside to Jaleel. See if he can get something going. Shot for Jaleel. Misses. Rebound Paris. Up and in. Such a difference maker Paris has been. I mean, in only, what, 3 minutes, Pat?
Yeah, he's doing it all right now. You can tell, I think that excitement is actually working in his favor other than those 2 fouls. He's out there making plays both offensively and defensively. He's all over the court. You can tell the energy is there for him. Fresh legs, too.
And here's Bowling Green. They're going to drive inside. And Paris looked like he almost was about to pick up another foul there as Bowling Green scores 7-6 Falcons.
That play started with him going for the ball. He gambled on a pass. And that's what opened up that two-on-one situation under the basket for the Falcons.
Paris has it running the offense now. Here's Hogan with a screen. Outside to Anton for 3. Good.
That's great recognition by Jaleel Hogan on the screen and roll. Notice that they doubled down on him, found the wide-open shooter for the 3 in Anton Wilson.
Joseph now will have it, 9-7. Titans lead. Joseph gets loose from McFauley, up and out of bounds, and it'll be Titan ball. And in comes Carlton Brundage as Bass is going to sit down.